Corey Blaze here. Before we start the world's most entertaining show, let me tell you about the world's greatest electronic cigarette and e-liquid, Halo Cigs. They're not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. Halo Cigs understands what it's like to transition from traditional tobacco products to electronic cigarettes. That's why they've asked me to encourage you to make the switch. Or if you know someone who smokes, you know how harmful secondhand smoke can be. The electronic cigarettes at Halo Cigs is not only better for the everyday smoker, it's better for those around. The American-made e-liquids are odorless and tobacco-free, so give it a try. I did. I made the switch. Get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. That's fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. Are you?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I thought you were stuck.
I was stuck. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Orly, we have this segment that we have been skirting on for the last few weeks, and people aren't happy about it.
Why are they mad?
Because they really want to know who are the nominees for the Bitch of the Year.
Oh, there's plenty of them.
There are plenty of them, folks. We're going to kick the show off today with Bitch of the Year. Bitch. For those new listeners around the world, Bitch of the Year is basically a segment where we find some of the crazy stories in and around our world, and we bring them to you, and we nominate them for Bitch of the Year. Basically, just people out there just being bitches. Just being bitches.
Plenty of bitches to go around.
Plenty of bitches to go around. So, the first time ever in Fat Guy Radio Show Bitch of the Year history, we have a group nomination. First nomination for Bitch of the Year is Jessica Conti, 25, Vincent Conti, 23, Sean Cody, 32, and Hareem Jones, 26, of Flagler County, Florida.
Hareem?
Wow.
Didn't he used to play for the Lakers?
He did. He used to play for the Lakers. Here's what they did. When Jessica entered a local pizza place, when she received her order, it wasn't what she wanted. So she and her four cronies decided to destroy the pizza place for putting cheese on her garlic knots.
Wow.
Can't mess with the garlic knots.
Yeah. Even the story says, although employees refunded Conti's dough, authorities said she felt disrespected by the way that the money was placed on the table and became even more irate. They estimate the damages to the pizza shop to being around $1,000.
Did you say refund her dough?
They refunded. It actually says refunded her Conti's dough.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, because it's pizza place. Yeah. Second nominee for Bitch of the Year.
We don't care about paper.
Is Kathy Shearer, 36, of West Jordan, Utah. She took her 8-year-old special needs child to Jordan Valley Medical Center. She pinned a note on his jacket and sent him into the hospital by himself. The note Kathy wrote read, "This kid is rude and ungovernable. I do not want him in my house at all."
Wow.
What a
bitch. Basically what happens, according to reports, she believed that she was simply taking advantage of Utah's so-called safe haven law.
Isn't that for babies?
Exactly.
Not handicaps.
In the note, she didn't deny that she didn't deny that she wrote the note. But the kid is 8 years old, and you can't abandon an 8-year old.
Poor kid.
Funny thing is that she also is the mother of four special needs children, ages 4, 8, 12, and 13. And she believed that health authorities would have understood that she was overwhelmed.
Are they all her natural kids?
All of her natural kids. So clearly,
that tells you something.
She should have kept the pill between her knees.
Yeah.
She's passing the gene on. She's the idiot.
She really is. And also to add to the problem.
Let me rephrase that. She's the bitch.
Yeah, she is. This bitch also, the boy had a small bruise on his right arm, allegedly caused by his mother, by hitting him with a spoon.
That's a big spoon.
Well, he's an 8-year-old.
Or he's a little kid, yeah.
He's a little fella. Oh, man, we got a lot of nominees. Next up, nominee for Bitch of the Year, Kasim Charles, 22, New Jersey City, currently sitting in jail after getting into a brawl at a New Jersey mall with a father of a 14-month-old because he dropped the baby.
Wow.
While posing for a picture as the Easter Bunny.
Hey. Do bunnies have hands? It's not his fault.
Just after 5 p.m., police were called to the mall on reports of a fight. The 22-year-old man that was playing the role of the mall's Easter Bunny had a 1-year-old girl had slipped out of the chair after he had taken the photo. The bunny said the girl's father then began to verbally and physically attack him. The bunny can be seen tearing off his fluffy gloves and fighting a man wearing a brown shirt. Multiple security guards worked to separate the father and the bunny. That's stupid. People being bitches out there, I'm telling you. Number four, this one you might have heard of. Staff Sergeant Tony Petway, 32, of Tucson, Arizona, was arrested Saturday evening after punching and stomping an American flag wearing man at, of all places, the Trump rally in Tucson.
I saw that on video. He was a black guy, right?
I
was confused.
He was a black guy.
Not to sound bad, but I thought when they showed the black guy, I was like,
you thought it was a black guy that was getting stomped and kicked.
Yeah, by a Trump supporter.
No.
Not knowing he was a Trump supporter.
It was the other way around. And the funny thing is that this dude is a staff sergeant in the armed forces. The event in Tucson turned ugly when two protesters displayed offensive imagery in an attempt to make a statement against the divisiveness of the Trump campaign. The incident, of course, was caught on video. Here's what's interesting about this bitch. He was released without being booked in the jail.
What? Trump threw down some bills.
Something. I don't know, but when you looked at that video, that dude got knocked the hell out.
Wow.
That dude was tore up.
Trump caused some craziness in Arizona all over the
state. Stuff that has never, ever happened in a presidential campaign ever before.
He's elected. It's going to just go. We won't get into that. But.
We'll get into that. Number five. Peter Engel, 27, of Muskegon Charter Township, Michigan, is your next Bitch of the Year nominee. He wanted pizza from the pizzeria next door to his house, so he went over, but the pizzeria refused to serve him and sent him away.
Oh.
You ask why? It's because he was naked and he had three children with him.
What's wrong with that?
When they refused, he shot out one of the windows with a gun. Oh, yeah. He was also high on acid.
Wow.
Where was he holding the gun at?
That was my question. Where was the gun, sir? Where was the gun?
So nobody else has ever gone to the pizza parlor naked? Oh, but he had his kids with him.
Allegedly. Yeah, I don't take my kids with me, allegedly. Yeah, but he definitely shot out.
Three kids.
That's why I do home delivery, because I can just stay naked when they deliver to me.
There's nothing better. Oh, ring.com will let you know when the pizza guy is there. You just rip those clothes right off, Orly, and open up that door with all your Orliness showing
to the pizza.
Yeah, your birthday suit on. Yeah. Peter Engel's got my vote.
I'm like, now you know why I don't need sausage on my pizza.
Oh!
I got my own sausage.
I got a visual. I should be turned on right now. Number six. Bitch of the Year nominee is Tasha Chantel Hatcher, 35, of Glen Rose, Texas. On Thursday, she was arrested at her home after she put her toddler in a hot oven.
What?
This bitch.
Wow.
Witnesses called deputy.
How heavy was the baby?
She was 2 years old.
Oh, so she's like 40 pounds?
Yeah, about 40 pounds. That's nice Thanksgiving turkey at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Witnesses called deputies to the property. Hatcher reportedly confessed to the allegation. The toddler was airlifted to the hospital before being flown to the Parkland Burn Center in Dallas. She suffered second-degree burns. The girl will be placed in foster care once she has been discharged from the hospital.
What was she doing? Did it say?
It doesn't.
Trying to cook her?
It doesn't even say. She just put her in the freaking oven.
Wow.
Wacko.
She high on something too?
I would imagine that she was high on something.
That's why she was hungry.
Yeah, but that's not as bad as putting your kid in the oven. As our seventh bitch and final Bitch of the Year nominee is Ashley Ann Lewis, 28, of Ray County, Missouri. Went viral this week after her friend posted a cry for help picture on Facebook. The picture of Ashley showed her lighting a glass pipe full of meth.
Wow.
While sitting next to her six-month-old baby.
Wow.
That was smart.
These are some crazy bitches.
Hashtag mother of the year.
Yeah, hashtag mother of the year. The original post on Facebook.
Donald Trump's books.
The original post on Facebook, which has since been deleted, was captioned, "Please help my friend Ashley Lewis and I stop using meth. We can't stop with a baby around. We need help."
Wow. At least they were honest.
I guess they were honest, but you don't post a picture on Facebook of you smoking meth with a baby. The baby was literally next to her on the couch staring back up at her. And she's got
glazed
the glass.
Over eyes.
Probably glazed over.
How do we know it wasn't the baby's?
Yeah, that's true. How do we not know that the baby wasn't token on that meth?
It was probably born with it in the system.
Probably was. There was also a warrant for and Ashley Ann Lewis in Lafayette County, where the investigator said the photo was taken. If she is convicted.
If. Wow.
That's what it says. If she is convicted, she could face up to 15 years in prison.
That'll help her quit.
That'll definitely help her dry out.
You're in prison, you can get a lot of stuff, though.
How do you know that?
Because I got people that was in there, man.
And you sneak them stuff in your booty?
I never been to prison.
When you go to visit?
Lip?
Yeah.
You been sneaking stuff in your booty up in the prison?
You know it.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Well, look who decided to show.
You were supposed to be here 4 hours ago.
Was I? So, I'm the tardy one?
Yeah. I was going to go to that bed and bath place, and now it's closed.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have come at all. Jerk off! I'm just joking with you. Let's do this. Wow, the old McNair place. Never thought they'd get the floors clean after what happened in here.
What happened?
They had a lot of cats. Here's a comment card. Please mail it in when I am done.
This go to your boss?
No, it goes to me. I'm kind of a perfectionist. Well, let's take a look at what we're dealing with here.
One thing. I have this friend, and he gave his cable guy $50, and then he got all the movie channels for free. Did you ever hear of anything like that?
You mean illegal cable?
Yeah.
Who told you that? What is his name? I want it.
Oh, forget it.
You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
Oh, please. No, that was dumb. I was just making conversation. Forget it.
I'm just jerking your chin. You are too easy. Wake up, little snoozy. Smell the smelling salt. I'll juice you up.
Give me the green light. Give me just one night. I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to go right now.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. With executive producer Philippius and Orly. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
If you eat one more healthy ass thing over there, Orly, I'm going to punch you in the liver.
All right. I'll put my carrots and celery away.
Celery. Hey, Orly.
What?
Let's do this.
All right. What are we doing?
That's from the clip we just heard from Cable Guy.
He wasn't listening.
What were you doing?
I was Facebooking.
Remember, his phone works now.
It's another Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 400. Don't look at me like that. With over 450,000 downloads here in Studio G. Pissed that sad grandpa blew off our lunch date with 13 burgers.
We are your worldwide funniest internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the In-Car AHA Radio app, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And ladies and gentlemen, it is continuing. Today's show is brought to you by Halo Sigs, and the promotion rolls on. Hopefully the promotion will help me get some reactions from the people that are hosting this show with me. What's the promotion, you ask, Lip?
What's the promotion?
Thank you, Lip. Well, if you make the switch, restock, or have someone you know who smokes, switch over to Halo 6, and they do it through fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6, send me a copy of the receipt, and I'll personally call you to thank you. Since the last show, I have called over 15 individuals so far, and I have a list to go.
Where's your big phone at?
Just to thank them right here. Oh, the big cartoon-sized phone that's in the graphic?
You should get one of those.
That's charging up downstairs. Halo 6, premium quality electronic cigarettes. Halo provides them. Halo prides themselves on making the transition from tobacco to e-cigs simple, with styles and flavors to satisfy every craving. Find out more. Make the switch today at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. And we are proud that Halo 6 is part of the show. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
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 Hey, boys, it's another show.
We are here.
Lots of bitches nominated at the top of the show. Well, we've been putting that segment off for like
a lot of weeks.
Five months, I think.
Wasn't that long. We ain't been on the air 5 months.
I thought we've been on the air for almost 5 years.
Not for 5 months in 2016. It's only the third month of the month. Third month of the year. Month of the year. So, yeah, bitch of the year. Bitch of the year. So, yeah, we do that for we get a lot of new listeners. And those are just some weird stories that we find in and around. And then at the end of the year, we award some type of a.
The main bitch.
The main bitch.
Speaking of rewards.
Speaking of rewards, I was wondering how long I was off the pad before he got in there. All right, girl. I hate you today. What, Lip?
We are introducing to you.
Do you need a timpani for this?
Sure.
All right, I'll give you a nice short timpani.
Oh, wow, that was too fast. I couldn't even catch my breath.
All right, timpani.
Wow, that was fast.
It was, wasn't it?
Anyways, we have a new...
I'm just amazed watching him. I've never heard him talk so much.
It's like a train wreck, Orly. You can't turn away from it. You know that there's death and carnage, but you got to watch it as the engine room just completely engulfs itself in flames.
Let's just stare at him. I feel him getting nervous.
We have something new for our listeners.
Something new!
What is it?
Oop, wrong button.
Yeah. You're trying to end the show already?
My bad. What's new?
We have a new bitch of the year.
Oh.
I forget how you say it.
Webpage?
Webpage. There you go. That's the word I was looking for.
A new webpage for
you bitch can of find the year. It at fatguyradioshow.com.
And what do they do on this page, Lip?
You vote for your favorite and all benounced favorite bitch of the year.
So what you're saying is basically that all the bitch of the year nominees that you hear right here on the show can now be found on fatguyradioshow.com/bitch/bitch.
Oh yeah, he forgot to mention that part.
I was getting to that and someone jumped the gun.
Because you're taking forever with this bit.
Show's over.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly where you go. You vote as many times as you want.
As many times as you want. On Fat Guy Radio Show.
And they will be posted, today's bitches will be posted after the show.
After the show.
So you go back and read the stories if you missed it.
Yes. Yeah. There's little short blurbs on there.
Cool.
And then you find them and then you vote. So now everyone that's listening will have a hand and in awarding the bitch of the year award to the bitch. Now,
if we're going
to
send him a prize in prison?
No, because a lot of them were locked up. A lot of them were locked up. So, that's actually a really cool thing. So that's new on the website now.
Yes.
That would be up at the
after
end of
the
show.
Yes.
All right. After the show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, just hop your little asses over there to fatguyradioshow.com/bitch and vote.
Votes.
Yeah.
For your favorite bitch.
For your favorite bitch. Now, vote for your favorite bitch on our website. Don't vote for your favorite bitch in the presidential election.
No.
For your I'm not talking about that anymore.
Yeah, people get mad sometimes.
I'm
huh?
so done.
We're here to relieve the
I'm
pressure.
So done.
Not build it.
I'm so done. I'll say this. Okay. I can't help myself orally. I'll say this. I have never been more embarrassed by this state in my entire life.
I was surprised too. That's all I'll say.
The way that we acted and represented when Arizona, the few times in its history that we get to be placed on the national stage, we show our ass.
Everybody was here, huh?
And
literally everybody.
Everybody except for one.
Oh, Bernie was here. Hillary was here.
Hill was here.
Trump
was here.
I think Cruz even was here.
Cruz through.
There it is.
But I had never been so embarrassed by this state. And you know what? And I know it's not everybody. And I know it's just a very small, slight percentage. But folks, that's what got the press. You know what I mean? We're Arizona.
We should have been there.
We should have been better than all of this. We are better than this. And I was so utterly embarrassed by that. I really was utterly embarrassed by how we were portrayed, and I know they blow it out of proportion sometimes, but we gave them a lot to work with.
Yeah, no, it looked pretty bad on the news.
It was horrible.
Streets were blocked.
But I'm done with it. I am so beyond irritated and embarrassed by this whole entire process. So I've come up with an idea, and Orly, I need you to sign off on this.
All right.
If you agree with this, this is how we're going to do to make ourselves not really count. I'm going to vote for one of the nominees.
Okay.
You vote for the opposite nominee.
Okay.
Our votes cancel each other out.
There it is.
That's what we do. That's exactly what, because I couldn't vote in the primaries. I didn't vote this past Tuesday because I'm not a registered Republican or a registered Democrat. I'm registered independent. I've gone on record to say that before. I'm damn near libertarian. I've said it on the show before. We should go ahead and just bulldoze Washington, D.C. and start over again in Maine. That's my suggestion. But I didn't vote this Tuesday, and I guess there was a big, huge hullabaloo about how some news circuits were announcing a winner when only 1% of the polls were reporting. And then I can't tell you how many friends of mine were sending me text messages with pictures of them standing 3 hours outside of polling places here in Phoenix and in around the metropolitan
East Valley,
area.
All the libraries.
Everywhere. I was thinking, when I saw the people standing outside the library, I'm like, what, did they not pay their 40 cents?
Yeah, and I even saw a news, one of the news anchors said that one of the places was almost out of ballots or something.
How is it? There are so many hinky, funny ass things. It literally, in this whole entire process, and we haven't even gotten down to the nominees, so it hasn't even gotten dirty yet.
Wait till the conspiracy theories start coming out.
It hasn't even gotten, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the English and Roman wars of the 1300s and the 1400s, where there were so many scandalous, crappy, weird-ass things that were being done for someone to gain an upper hand. Now, we're doing wife slander.
I saw that too.
Now they're slamming each other's wives.
Hey, it's getting down and dirty.
We are the United States of America. We are slowly becoming, and no, it's our fault. We are allowing this to happen.
Yeah.
We are applauding this. We are watching this happen, and no one is saying anything about it. I don't care what your agenda is. I don't care what. Represent yourself as the highest quality of American when you're running for the presidential office. And that goes for everybody.
True.
Yeah. You can be a third party. You can be the person that wants to turn this country. But man, you got to have some level of decorum, because when you go over and you try to face some other countries and the other presidents and emperors and all these other cats over there, they're going to look back at all this crap and they're gonna be like, hey, remember when you were, you know, and you trying to tell me to not do this and to not do that?
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. I am fully embarrassed, number one, for my state, and fully embarrassed for this country at this point. Really embarrassed, and I would not be surprised if no one ever takes this country serious ever again. And then in 5 years, we'll have, you know, Chinese tanks rolling down Grand Avenue because we are so vapid and so stupid and we pay attention to the wrong things at the wrong time. And it's just all over. I am so sick. I don't want to have kids. I don't want to make any babies because they're going to have to live in this world, in this country like this. I'm going to China. That's it. Yep. Show over. Let's go to China.
Let's all move. Doing the show from China next week.
Moving the show to China.
We're going to need Chinese translators.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to China. I'm going to Canada. I'm going to Canada. But anyway, that's all.
I don't want you.
I'm going to Mexico. I bet you I can get there pretty easily.
Probably so.
Let's call the immigration on myself.
Hey, if things go a certain way, you'll probably get a free ride there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But then you'll have to build a wall.
Yeah, you will have to build a wall. But whatever you do, when you do build that wall, just make sure that you preserve all the condiments.
Avocados from Mexico.
I don't know. There was somebody that tweeted me that said that they laugh every time we hear that. But enough about that. Orly, were you going to say something? Were you going to add into that before I transition?
No, I'm done with it.
Good. Because I'm sick of it. And
I'm voting for the underdog.
Can we go ahead and agree right now on the show that we're just not going to talk about it anymore?
Yep.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Follow this.
Agreed. Our palates are clean. Oops, wrong button.
Been doing that.
Are your fingers getting fatter because you messed up a lot today?
I'm hitting all kind of buttons.
Either that or they're super greasy.
Yeah, they are. Around. All right. Let's transition to a better topic since we agreed to not talk about that anymore. So Donald Trump, no, I'm kidding. I found this story and it went viral about the sad grandpa. Have you seen the sad grandpa?
I did, but I didn't.
Okay.
I kept telling myself, read it. And then I didn't read it.
Okay. I'm only talking about it because it was trending all week. I guess so. Kelsey Harmon tweeted about her papaw.
Papaw
is what a lot of people call grandpa, and it really is the saddest picture. Or well, remember I was talking before the show that there was a picture that I wanted to put up in the Ustream. It was this picture. It was this one. So she tweets this picture out, and it says, "Dinner with Papaw tonight. He made 12 burgers for 6 grandkids, and I'm the only one that showed up."
Oh.
And the thing is that they took the picture, and they started pretty much superimposing it on other sad album covers and things like that. And it went viral because the worst thing that you want to see is a sad old man.
Is it the picture of him holding the burger?
It's him holding the burger. He's taking bites out of it. And it's just him sitting at the table by himself. That old fart went up and made himself some burgers. Made his kids burgers.
Wow.
And them sons of bitches, that we should have nominated them for bitch of the year. Some of the bitches didn't even show up.
I wish somebody would make me some burgers. I'd be there in a minute.
If my grandpa was making burgers, I would definitely show up. But it was just so sad and pathetic. And I can understand why it went viral. But man, who doesn't show up for dinner with grandpa? When they get up in age.
Maybe he thought he invited everybody, but technically he didn't because he forgot and he's an old man.
That's exactly what happened. He's an Alzheimer's. And he thought he invited all the grandkids, but Kelsey just happened to be driving by because it was her day. Orly, we're saving the world right now.
We are.
Let me tell you what the real story happened. Kelsey was just driving by to go check on grandpa because it was her day to do the old fogged mirror up under the nose. And she walked in there and was trying to figure out why grandpa was standing in the kitchen buck naked frying burgers. So to punish grandpa.
Little sausage burgers.
So to punish Grandpa, Kelsey set his old ass down at that table with the picnic cloth on it, even though it wasn't a picnic, and made him eat all 12 of them burgers that he cooked. And she snapped the picture because she felt bad, and she concocted this story so she could tug at the heartstrings of America.
Mm.
That's the real truth.
Yeah.
We're saving the world here.
There it is. Or maybe she was supposed to invite all the kids.
She didn't
because she wants to be the number one person in the world.
Yeah, that bitch. Oh, that's what she did. She wanted grandpa all to herself. That's exactly what she did. She wanted it all about herself. She made it all about herself. She didn't tweet it out on grandpa's Twitter. No, she put it on her Twitter. You know what? I'm glad.
We should get her on the show. I want to interview her and
book her on the show, Lip.
I will.
Book her on the show.
Oklahoma.
We're going to put her in the hot seat. We're going to have her tell the real story about this because she knows that it was her that was going on there punishing grandpa because she knew that she should not have bought grandpa that 15 pounds of meat And he wouldn't have made 12 burgers. And then she made him eat them all.
I'm tweeting her now.
Tweet her now.
It's messed up.
Formulate the tweet. Dear Grandpa Burger Force Eater. It was a sad story. It was horrible. I've been tweeting a lot too, Orly.
Have you? Mm-hmm. You have. Yeah. I've been noticing these weird gifts or whatever they're called.
Gifts! Yes, I am the gift giver.
You are.
I've found the gift and I have fallen.
And why I hate those things is I think there's going to be a video and I'm excited and then it like starts repeating itself like
yeah.
Somebody blinking their eyes.
I tweeted out my first gift to Aunt Alex Garnaschelli of the Food Network. She wants nothing to do with me. So I'm going to give her about a week after that tweet. And if she doesn't respond back with at least a hi or a like or a thumbs up, I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to unfollow her. And it's going to feel real good. It's going to make a difference. I'm going to make it right. Notice me, Alex Garnaschelli. I love you. I'm on the radio. Internet radio. I want to talk to her. It's radio.
It's radio that you can listen to whenever you want.
That's true.
It's at the fingertips. It's at your fingertips.
All right, let's take a quick break here. When we get back, Orly.
What?
He invited me to dinner, Philippius. Nice. And he wanted me to go to Chipotle because he says the shirts are nice and tight. We'll cover that on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, folks, you know what? Spring is here, and that brings on a change. Sorry, East Coasters, by the way, spring will eventually get there. They're getting slammed again by another. Yeah, they are iced the hell up. I'm so sorry for them. With spring comes Easter, spring cleaning, and preparing for summer. My family and I make it easy to prepare for spring. We pop open our phones, tap on our internet browser, and type in fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Why, you ask, Lip?
Yeah.
Because Amazon has everything. Yeah. I'm gonna learn my lesson to stop going to that side of the console during the sponsor reads. Amazon has everything you need for spring, Easter fun, cleaning supplies, clothes, everything. Now is the time to take advantage of some great Easter deals and spring savings. So as most of our clocks have sprung forward, it's time for you to spring into action at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it for all your Amazon shopping and share it with a friend. Amazon, the number one way we power this showdy whoa whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Starting with the man in the mirror. Ooh, I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been heard.
All right, folks, all right.
I closed my eyes and I felt like MJ was in the room.
He was. It was his hologram.
And then I opened it up and it was not MJ.
He farted.
It's CB. It was
Corey Blake.
It was Corey.
A much thicker, darker Michael Jackson.
So when you hear this, what do you think?
I just laugh.
You laugh at this one.
Farts will never get old.
Farts never. Chipotle, Orly. Orly came in here and he said, when Orly arrived to the studio, I was sitting here and I didn't have any shirt. I was picking at my nose. I didn't have my shirt on. And I was picking at my feet at the same time. And Orly walked in and he said, hey, Corey, I'm going to take you to dinner. And I says, really, Orly? I'm so excited. I could pee.
Mm.
I said, where are we going to go? He said, I'm going to take you to the Chipotle. I said, the Chipotle? There's no way that I want to go to the Chipotle. He says, yeah, you're going to want to go to the Chipotle because it ain't about the E. coli no more. It's about ta-ta.
I love the title on the story. It says Chipotle's new scandal is even more disgusting than the illness outbreaks.
Well, you need another one of these if it's a scandal.
So basically, to break it down.
Yes, break it down. And
I'll get to the good parts only.
Okay, get to the good parts. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to accent it since it's a scandal with the drama score.
So there's a former employee suing the company. It says not for foodborne illnesses. She's sued for wrongful termination, sexual harassment, assault, retaliation, and discrimination.
Wow.
Ariana Castaneda is seeking unspecified damages for lost wages, benefits, and medical pay after she was wrongfully terminated and harassed by four managers. Not one, not two, not three, but four managers. That's good. Out in Woodland Hills. So it's pretty funny. Basically, she said she was fired. She was a lead kitchen worker and alleges her manager sexually harassed her and also used security cameras to spy on other female customers that they found attractive.
Ooh. That sounds like something you would do, Lip.
What? Some of these pervs sitting in there.
Yes?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think I didn't notice that webcam you installed over my desk in the corner back there?
What?
Yes.
What? A webcam.
It is a webcam.
No.
What's that black bubble above my desk then?
Security camera.
Oh, I did steal some stuff last week. All right, Orly.
So she said four managers create a sexually charged atmosphere directed at female employees and customers. And she alleges that her black uniform shirt, you know, they wear those black polos, was purposely ordered several sizes too small. And that when she asked for a larger size, she was asked by a manager, is it because your teats are too big? What kind of manager does that?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I know that you're working here at the Chipotle, and I just got back from Comic-Con, but are you complaining that your shirt's too small because, you know, your ta-ta's are too big?
You're big like Corey Blaze, ta-ta's.
And then they ordered her another shirt, basically threw it at her and was like, here you go, but it was still too small.
Wear this one, bitch.
It's even smaller.
And then he said again, he literally said again,
this dude was horned up.
What it doesn't fit because your boobs are too big, huh?
This dude is a perv.
Four pervs. Those four guys.
Oh, it was four dudes?
Four managers.
You know they all got together while they were smoking a bowl and they said, hey, you know that one that's back there, that one girl, we're going to get her a shirt that's too small. What she complains about, we're going to give her a shirt that's even smaller. And then we're going to sit around and stare at her. Ta-ta's.
And that's not even the end of the story.
There's more?
More drama at the Chipotle. So she said that drama at the Chipotle.
Drama at the Chipotle.
She said there was a manager that would try to forcibly hug her.
Ooh.
And would regularly touch under her shirt on her back, waist, and stomach after putting his hands on ice and other cold surfaces.
He was trying to hard up them nips. Yeah. Trying to hard up. Hey, let me see your headlights. Bing. Drama at the Chipotle.
And they would make the managers would just sit around and make inappropriate remarks at other girls' breasts and former employees. And
there's more.
They would say stuff to the girls like, they would use words like bitches.
Ooh.
And these effing women.
Oh.
And big boob. Castaneda.
Big Boob Castaneda.
Yeah, they would call the by their names, you saying Big Boob first.
Did they say anything about their booties?
No. Look at that booty, show me.
Can you imagine walking in this place?
Yes.
Hey, Big Boob Castaneda, stop wanting some burrito.
Hey, Big Boob. Hey, give me a hug. Booty.
Look at that booty, show me the booty.
Can you imagine? She's a big girl. Her belly's probably hanging out because her shirt's all small.
Oh man,
she was. That's, is there a picture of her?
Bad. There isn't.
Oh man, what if she was?
Just wants to see them. There's milk bugs.
Can you imagine that? Excuse me, this shirt's too small.
Number one, this is
big.
This is at Chipotle of all places. Haven't they had enough? If it's not E. coli, now they got four managers that's got Tata Eye.
Oh.
I think I just stole the title of the show.
Hopefully she wasn't an old lady with the short shirt on. The boobs might have been hanging in the beams.
Dude, what if she was a nipple dragger? I mean.
You made me throw up.
Ma'am, you have salsa on your boobs.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't mean to put my... I backed up out of my chair and I just heard a little crunch. I didn't realize that was your nip.
Hey, guac boobs, get over here.
Quack boobs.
Quack boobs.
Avocados from Mexico.
Is she Mexican? She's Mexican too.
Yeah, Castaneda.
Oh God, guac boobs. Hey, guac boobs. You got any chips?
Tortilla chips.
Can you imagine if they were dipping in every station she went to? Because you know you go along.
Or she was.
She had booby bowls.
But when she got on the jalapeno side, it probably burned her little nips.
Booby bowls. Hey, is that booby bowl carb free? Oh, God, Oily made me cry.
You made myself laugh. I've never did that before.
Oh, I do
as
it all the time.
As long as it has gluten in it.
I'm funny. I'm funny today.
Well, see, you ruined it when you say it. You're funny.
I can't help it. I had to.
Oh, my God.
Now you're just being cocky.
It was worth it. It was worth
it. Damn, lip just called it right out.
That's okay.
Chipotle, I mean, they just can't get out of their own damn way, can they?
No.
If it's not the E. coli, I mean, Chipotle is almost going the same way as Subway. I can't tell you the last time I drove by a Subway and saw anybody inside of a Subway.
No.
Ever since Jarrett went down, not in that sense. Sorry about that, Orly. I apologize for that. Please send your complaints to D-Tay at Full Court Press. Ever since Jarrett went down, every time I drive by a Subway, literally drive by because I don't stop, there's never anyone in the Subway. I've never seen any. And Chipotle is almost the same way. And now they're poisoning us, and then now it's like
harassment.
It's harassment. I mean, it's almost as weird as a not funny comedian getting choked out by a teenager.
Mr. Cat Williams.
Cat Williams, what is up with this dude?
He's been in the news nonstop lately.
What is the latest, Orly? You talked about this when you came in. What's the latest with this dude?
Well, there's a video online of him fighting with at first they said seventh grader, but I guess he's 17, still underage. Supposedly he said the kid started it, but now a new video surfaced where it shows it from the beginning, and the kid's kind of messing with him, you know, following him. They were playing soccer supposedly together. Follows him off the field, starts talking smack to him on video. Everybody's got their phones out, so you know they were trying to make something happen, but still, no matter what, you don't fight an underage kid. Yeah. But the funny thing is the kid rolls on top of him and starts to choke him out. And little leprechaun.
And Cat is a grown-ass man.
Crazy grown-ass man.
And this isn't the first story with Cat Williams. Wasn't he arrested for, like, threatening someone?
Yeah, he was just fighting somebody else on video, like, 2 weeks ago.
Now, has he even been relevant? He's had some funny roles in the movies, but has he even been relevant to anything else in the last 3 years?
No. He was doing stand-up a few years ago, and actually here in Arizona. Didn't he, like, start calling out some Mexican dude in the crowd and bashing him or something? It was something crazy.
Who does he think he is? D.L. Hughley?
I guess.
You can't. D.L. Hughley, he's the master of the crowd chomping. Okay, so I watched the video. I saw the video online of the teenager, and he's just a jerk. How do you get in a fight with a teenager? A kid.
No self-control.
And I'm sorry, I've never been a big fan of Cat Williams. He's had some.
Well, he ain't that big.
He's had some funny roles, as we mentioned, and he's had his stand-up ain't really all that great either.
No,
I haven't seen it, so
I've never found him. But I mean, this dates back a few years. I remember even him being at one of his concerts or at somebody else's concert and getting in a fight with somebody.
He just snaps. I guess he just has problems. Something, he's got issues.
Anger management.
But that's not our problem.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He needs.
And it's not even like the kid was like. I mean, the kid was messing with him, but Cat was sitting down on the ground, jumps up. And then, like, swings at the kid. It wasn't like he was, like, trying to get around him. You know, he, like, got up off the floor.
Right.
Like,
literally made an attempt at him.
Exactly.
But the video I saw, Cat was taken from the back in a rear chokehold, basically, until Cat's security or entourage, which, by the way, took a long time to get this kid off of him. I mean, Cat could have lost, you know, unconsciousness. But here's the thing.
That's his fault.
Tapped out by a 7th grader.
Yeah, he was going to get tapped out by a 4th grader. And he ain't that big. You know, he, what, 120 pounds wet?
Probably.
You know, and dude is out there just doing, number one, have a career other than, so we can have other things to report on other than you just getting beat up by kids.
Yeah.
You know, have something else. Have something else of substance to, you know, we got other things that we should be worrying about other than worrying about Cat Williams. And every time if I pulled up Yahoo right now,
yeah,
how many bad stories do you think would pop up?
Five.
A ton.
I'm gonna do this real quick. I'm literally gonna go
$1.
I'm gonna go to Yahoo.
No, you're supposed to say
Yahoo.
.com.
Yahoo. Oh, yeah. One.
One bad story?
Trending?
I'm just counting them. One. Two. Three. Four.
Oh.
Five.
Oh.
Oh, God. There's a video of someone getting shot in the head.
Oh, man.
That's two scrolls. Oh, yeah. And Caitlyn Jenner's in the corner.
Of course.
What'd he do?
The moment Caitlyn Jenner met Hillary Clinton. Oh. I hate the internet, other than the people that listen to us. Cat
BS.
Cat Williams needs to get over himself. He really does. It's not funny. It's not cool. It's not a good thing when you don't have that big of a career and you're just going out there and you're just showing your ass out there in the opening. But let's get a palate cleanser right here. Easter is Sunday.
It is.
Yeah, the bunny time.
I got a question for you guys.
Yes.
Ask.
Have you ever had Peeps?
Yes.
Yep.
Do you like them?
They're
okay.
Maybe a couple, not a whole bunch.
Can't have a whole lot of them?
Nope. No. Get a stomach ache.
Surprise, I got Peeps. From Peeps. The old Amazon box here.
Yep.
What?
Amazon.com. Amazon.com.
Peeps, and they're blue. Because Our show colors are blue. These things are, some people either hate the hell out of these, or they like them. They are nothing but air-blown sugar.
Yes.
But these are Obama, Michelle, gluten-free.
Ooh.
Orly.
Is that why it's blue?
I don't know. But there's 10 chicks. But you know what? I used to have fun eating these. So I literally had to order.
I know how you used to do those. You're like, do, 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 with the little peep.
I did peep, 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 peep.
10, but I think, 10 chicks in your hand. Goes. You have 10 chicks in your hand. Is that the most chicks you've ever had in your hand?
Yeah, buddy. I'm telling you, that's the way that I do it. Holding all these chicks in the hand. Ladies, look at this right here. You think that your Easter is going to be nice? I got 10 chicks in one hand. Big sexy coming at you for your Easter holiday. Here's a little bit of Feel the Fire to get your Easter off to the right foot. Something
that nailed it.
Woo! Lady K just passed out.
Yeah, that she did. She's listening, but she's driving.
Slip and sliding.
Woo! I wanted to try these, so I ordered these because I'm going to air something about myself. I had to order a new set of tweezers because I lost my old ones.
Trying to pluck your eyebrows?
No.
Trying to go pee?
He's got to order a new magnet.
I'm surprised nobody's complaining that they don't make black peeps.
Yeah, where are their Negro peeps?
I'd be like, I'm just chilling with my peeps.
Oh, you know what? The Negro peeps, they couldn't afford to get to the production line. They was at, never mind, that was going to get really bad.
Dang.
Hey, the African-American community already hates me, and that's fine. You guys want to try my peeps?
Your peeps?
You want to try them?
Sure. I ran 6 miles this morning. I'll take a little bite.
Come on. Just try here. You guys can share that. There's five in there, so you can fight over the
fifth one. I call two, you get three?
No, I'll just take one.
Whatever, Orly. I'm tired of you and your skinniness.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Okay, now that's the part of the peep that sucks. Lip, don't get that all over the board.
It's not getting anywhere. Look, I got a peep right here in my... Peep, 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 peep.
Oh, I got diabetes.
Hey, Orly, where's your peep?
I ate him.
Mr. I don't want a peep.
Oh,
you just ate the head of the peep?
Yep.
It's like cotton candy.
It's marshmallow.
Cotton candy.
You know what? I'm surprised how fresh these look coming from the mail.
They're really woofy.
I wonder if you could roast them like over fire. Has anybody ever tried that?
Peeps roasting on an open fire?
Yeah.
Jack spraying, nipping at your nose.
Now I have sticky fingers. Somebody lick them.
Oh, those are not good. No. These are not really good. I think the air in my mouth tastes better than these peeps.
Yeah.
You have any gluten? We could pour on them.
That's what's missing.
Yep.
Michelle Obama took my gluten.
Damn her.
I need my gluten. In the meantime,
she needs some gluten to get that eye straight.
Peeps are cheap. Come on, Orly. Damn, man. You and Michelle Obama's Whitaker eye.
Or Forrest Whitaker eye.
Wow.
I can't tell you how
I'm
going
to be forced to wipe this marshmallow on my sock now.
We're all over the place. We didn't get napkins or nothing?
Nope.
Oh, because this was a surprise. Yep. All right.
I think the blue means gluten-free, because I remember during Halloween, they were like, certain houses will have a blue pumpkin out front. That means they're candies for the kids that complain that they're sick or something.
Screw that. I don't know. When I ordered them off the Zom of Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, I just selected them because they were blue and our colors are blue and yellow.
Yep. Are we gluten-free?
No.
No.
Fat Guy Radio Show is full of gluten.
Gluten full.
It's full of gluten. Real quick before we're approaching break time here.
Yes.
Have you noticed gas prices?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are back up.
They went up like $20.
Very up. Very up.
No more $17 fill up for my SUV.
$17 fill up.
Sorry. That's not the one I was looking for. I was looking fat for.
Fingers right again.
Nope. I was looking for. Oh, here it is. That's gas prices, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the thing. I really didn't want to bitch on today's show, but I am because the next on the other side of this break, when we do trailer talk, Orly is really firing me up with this one. And I want to make sure that we give it the full segment. Gas prices.
Yes.
Back up.
Of course.
$2 a gallon.
The heat rises, the gas prices rise.
Have you noticed, though, one thing? When gas prices go down, because crude oil prices go down, the gas prices, I have sound effect on how fast the gas prices go down. They take their time, a penny here, 3 pennies there, 5 pennies here, 1 penny here, nickel maybe, if you're lucky, penny here, oh, back up 2 cents, oh, back down 2 cents.
And then right when we get excited?
And then it takes forever for the money for the gas prices to come down. But as soon as crude oil prices go up, it does. I can just imagine the sound that is set off in the gas prices offices when they get to send out that email to all the gas stations to raise their prices up. And I'm not talking that they go up 1 cent, 3 cents, 5 cents. That son of a bitch gas prices jumps dollars at times. And this time they have jumped. I literally saw my gas at the QT near my house go from 174 when I filled up in the morning to 198 when I drove back there later that same day.
Jeez.
Wow.
So they gas prices, they send the emails out to the gas stations, and all you can hear in the oil companies is, we got them again. We got them again. Yet crude oil prices only go up, what, $10 a barrel at that? Yep. And yet our prices jump 40 cents in less than 24 hours.
It's crazy.
I'm going to tell you this. We are staring down the barrel of the biggest conspiracy of all times. We are looking at the biggest fleecing of America when it comes to oil. America, according to reports, is the number one producer of oil. When Venezuela was the number one producer of oil, you would get a gas. You'd be able to fill up your little moped with like 2 chickens and a half a goat in Venezuela. Here in America, this is the biggest fleecing, and no one says anything about it because it's the biggest American cover-up ever in American history. And one day, somebody We'll live through finding out where this is all coming from. One quick thing before we go to break. Orly.
Yes, sir.
You and I were born in a year between 1975 and 1985. In them 10 years, in 1975, the price of a gallon of gas, 53 cents. In 1985, $1.19. Jeez. When gasoline was first perfected to be used in the combustible engine, gasoline in 1935 cost 16 cents a gallon.
Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Will we ever get to a dollar again, you think?
No. If we didn't hit it now, and gasoline didn't even go down to a dollar this time around, and crude oil was cheaper than it was back in 1980 and 1990 when we were paying $1.22.
Crazy. You sure know your gases.
I have the list right here. I'm telling you, it is the biggest work in American history. But what's even better are movies. And it's trailer talk on the other side of this break. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio.
Yo.
Your feelings would be hurt if I called you a fathead, wouldn't it?
Of course.
But you wouldn't mind if I put a fathead wall decal on your wall, especially if it was your favorite player. What's your favorite team?
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers. So if I got Dodgers. An athlete from the Dodgers, life size, and stuck it on your wall, you'd be elated, wouldn't you?
It would be.
And you know what? I could make that happen at Fathead Wall Decals. They are the trendiest way to show your love for your favorite athlete, actor, or comic book character. Superman versus Batman has taken over the feed trees. Why not have Superman, Batman, or hell, both of them, life-size, on your wall for all your friends to envy over? It can happen all by clicking the special Fathead banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Fathead, for real, inspire imagination. Fathead at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Woo!
Can you do custom? Like, can we send a picture of us?
You can. We can send our face. We can get a we can get a custom wall decal, or you can get one of those big fat heads that you see in the stadiums.
Oh, like the background of the cameras. We should get fat heads of us in the studio.
My head's already fat.
True.
You didn't have to agree so quickly, Orly.
Not true.
Not true. Lip, do you want a fat head of me?
Of course.
It's time to go to the segment. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the segment that's sweeping the nation that came out of Orly's brainchild. It is Trailer Talk. Uh-oh.
Something's wrong.
Something not happening right. That ain't right. Oh, I did that.
Yeah.
My bad.
What did you do?
I'll do it again. Trailer Talk.
Fat fingers again.
Don't worry. We'll edit. We'll fix this in editing. It's the segment that's sweeping the nation. Trailer Talk.
Movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we review the trailers because the trailers are free. All right, and this week's trailer is Ghostbusters.
Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Can't hear you.
Ghostbusters coming out in July of 2016. I don't know who it's starring, but I know that it ain't the Ghostbusters.
No.
People even better than original.
All right, Orly, take it away. I'll let you and Lip give us your review of the trailer, and then I will then give mine.
I'm very, very excited for the movie. Very excited.
Okay.
I'm all about it. No, honestly, I'm gonna make a bold statement, and I'm looking right at you because I want to see your reaction.
Okay, make a bold statement.
I'm going to say that Ghostbusters with all these women in it is going to be better than the original Ghostbusters.
Wow.
That's very bold, huh?
That's very bold. Yeah. That is very bold.
I watched the trailer. It looks awesome. I like Melissa McCarthy. She's in a bunch of stuff.
She's funny.
Kristen Wiig, which was on Saturday Night Live and a bunch of other stuff. She's hilarious. And I guess the original people were kind of funny, right? I think it's going to be better. I think with the technology that we have now, it's going to look better.
Mm-hmm.
I think these ladies are all really funny. And I just think they're going to, I don't know, I just think they're going to bring it.
Okay.
And I mean, the ghosts and stuff, it looks cool. It looks super cool. I'm super excited about it. It looks good.
Okay.
I know I didn't go detail, but I'm just excited about it.
What was the did you like the storyline of the trailer?
Well, they don't give you too big of a storyline. Right. I mean, but they do tell you that the ghost or somebody's putting ghosts out there, paranormal activity. And it's got the original song playing it throughout the trailer.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm just excited.
How do you think the characters looked?
They look good.
Okay.
It's a bunch of random chicks. No, Melissa McCarthy, Krista Wiig, and I don't know the other ones really. But those two chicks are super funny, and I think they're going to definitely make it worth a while.
What was your review of the Ghostbusters trailer?
I, on the other hand, am not excited to see the movie.
Really?
Because I want the original Ghostbusters.
All right.
Or at least men. I don't see how you could bust ghosts as a woman.
Oh. All right.
Anyways.
I want my women activists to listen tonight, too.
I give them that. It's probably going to have some funny stuff because those are the two that I know are the funny girls, you know?
Melissa McCarthy. She can be funny. She can be funny. I'll give her that. She definitely can be funny.
The CGI looks crappy. No, I'm just kidding.
For those who don't listen, Lip is our CGI specialist.
CGI guru. Flarpus!
He thinks every movie has CGI.
He thinks I'm CGI.
Studio says CGI.
I'm CGI'd right now.
Yeah.
If you're watching this live, Fat Guy Radio Show, it's in CGI.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what was your, you overall aren't excited for the movie from
I'll spend the $2 out of Redbox. That's what I feel about this movie.
All right. Cool.
I won't go see it in theaters.
Corey looks excited to say what he's got to say. I'm curious.
Well, I watched the thing. And Orly, I am surprised by you because you and I are of the same age group. I am not going to offend the women, okay?
You are.
I'm not. I'm going to do my best not to offend the women because I don't care if it's women in a movie, if it's an all-woman cast. I don't care. When I see this Ghostbusters movie, I can't help. I cannot wrap my mind around the fact that they are taking the iconic series as the Ghostbusters and rebooting it. Not the fact that it's women. It's the fact that it's the same story that we've already been told with different actors. So basically what Hollywood has done is that they have given us the equivalent of a new Mount Rushmore, but in Washington State with the last four current presidents on it. They're rebuilding the wheel and it's already been built. Ghostbusters is an iconic movie. I don't care that it's all women, but it's not gonna work. Let me tell you, let me bring it down, break it down a little bit more. Bill Murray, you can't replace him.
Mm-mm.
You can't. When I think of Ghostbusters, I was a huge Ghostbuster fan. I had the car. I had every character. I want to look at April and her little nerdy ass sitting behind that desk. I want to look at the guys coming down the pole. This movie is a direct replica of the original thing, and that is just Hollywood laziness. This movie has a chance of lasting in the theaters for 2 weeks. And then it's straight to DVD. Imagine this. Let's take the Brady Bunch and replace them with all black kids and make it the Brady Bunch. Let's take Bugs Bunny, an iconic character, and replace him with a warthog. This is exactly what they've done to this. And it's not going to work. It's not because it's women. It's because it's a story that is now the younger generation, I'm surprised Lip was not happy. I thought Lip was going to be all in on this because Lip isn't part of our generation.
That's what I was thinking.
And I'm not yelling at you, Orly. It's just my opinion. They are rebuilding something that has already been built. It has been forever embedded in the history of movies, and they are ruining it by doing. Now, I would be all in on this if this movie had the four women in it, but it built on the original story. If all of a sudden these four women were in another state or in another city and there was a ghost population there and they had to learn how to catch ghosts and the old Ghostbusters left New York and went there to teach them. They didn't do that. They gave us the same damn story with four different actors and they made it all women. You're telling me the same story. There is no purpose for me to go and see this. Melissa McCarthy, fine. There's no star power. That big black lady, I don't even know who the hell she is.
Neither do I.
See, but I thought you'd be happy, you know why? Because I can imagine if they read it a whole new story, and then you're like, oh, they're going to ruin part one. But I feel they're bringing it to the younger generation. That there's going to be kids that you bring up Ghostbusters, they're going to be like, what? Never heard of it. But
right.
Now that they see this commercial, they'll be like, oh, this new ghost movie looks kind of cool.
You're right.
So, and they're not going to, it's not like they're giving them a different random story. They're sharing, like you said, the original was great, so they're sharing the exact same story.
Right. What kids have you met get excited for a movie about ghost busting? the market isn't there. If they would have put, what's the hot bitch right now? Marvel comic movies. That's what everybody's excited about right now. There is not going to be a younger generation market that is going to say, ooh, women catching ghosts. Let's go. No, it's not going to happen. That's why Ghostbusters is iconic and forever stuck in that moment of history because there is not going to be a new market for Ghostbusters. They tried to redo it with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, flop. They tried to do it with Power Rangers, flop. They can't bring back those iconic things and try to appeal to the comic book market of young children today. This is a farce. They should have never did it. I heard about this movie a year ago, and I'm not slamming you for bringing it. I'm glad you brought it up because we've never had a chance to talk about it before. This movie, I give it 2 weeks in the theater before it's straight to Netflix and Amazon Instant Video. They should not have rebooted this movie. If they did, they should have gave us a different storyline. They should have took us into another place. They gave us the same car. They gave us the same firehouse. They gave us the same characters. Do they even have the same names?
That I don't know.
Probably got the same names. They have the same costumes on. Slimer looks a little bit better because of the CGI. They gave us nothing new.
What if you like it?
I'm not going to see it.
I'm going to pay for you to see it. You like the original story, right?
I love the original story.
So why would you not like this one?
Because I'm not going to let them ruin it.
They're not.
I'm not
going to
ruin
it if it's the same story.
I don't want to support Hollywood's laziness.
It's not laziness.
It is laziness.
I hope they redo every 80s hit movie.
They can't. Look at Fuller House. Fuller House was back when the Ghostbusters movie was made, maybe actually a little sooner. And Fuller House, it was big and the rave, and they had this big huge thing. And the biggest scene that's come out of this is Stephanie Tanner's tatas.
They already signed for season two.
I know, because they have to drum up so much media for it. Even John Stamos recently released a picture of him laying in a bathtub with a mirror over the bathtub. That there is manufactured so people can watch Fuller House. The audience is watching it. They saw the first version. It sucks, and they jumped, and they went and see Batman versus Superman.
Oh.
You can't do it. Leave these things in the moment of history that they're in and stop rebuilding it and create something new, Hollywood. That's all I'm asking. Let's take a break. And we got to do the commercial, right?
Yeah,
we got to do the commercial. But Oily, it was a great pool. I'm not yelling at you.
I know.
All right. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. That was great.
I don't know who you are. I do know what you want. If you're looking for e-cigs, I can tell you about Halo Cigs. Cigs for everyone. Cigs with all flavors. E-cigs that make dreams come true for people like you. But when you buy from Halo through the link on our page in the month of March, Corey will call you and he will thank you. But if you don't, he will look for you, he will find you, and he will remind you.
For the month of March, send proof of purchase for your Halo 6 order through fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6 and receive a personal thank you call from me, Corey Blaze. My way of thanking you for supporting our fine sponsor, Halo 6. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
I don't think it's going to be a good movie.
It's going to be great.
I'll go watch it with you if you want me to.
And if you like it, you have to come back and admit it.
No.
You can't lie.
Okay, I won't. All right. An honest broadcaster would say, one that I do want to go see, though, oh, I hope I'm not squatting on you because the trailer is still out because it's not out yet. I think it comes out next week.
What is it?
I'm trying to think. George of the Jungle.
Oh, the Jungle Book?
No, not the Jungle Book.
The Jungle Boy?
The Jungle Boy. But,
Tarzan?
Tarzan.
Oh.
Tarzan comes out. You weren't going to pull that for next week, were you?
I could.
I want to go see that. I've already kind of ruined it. My bad. Tarzan. I want to definitely go see Tarzan. Orly, I'm gonna ask you a little... I think it's going to be a political question. And Philippians, I'm going to chime. You can chime in on this too. How do you feel about the death penalty? Just in a nutshell, the death penalty. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up or lip?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay. I'm thumbs up for death penalty too. I've said on the show that I am one of the dying breed of people that still has faith in our judicial system. I think if you go through the judicial system and whatever the final ruling is by a jury of your peers, it still stands. I mentioned that when we were talking about
OJ, yeah.
When we were talking about the OJ Simpson trial. Well, what happens when a death penalty is served, the inmate is willed to the chamber to be put to death?
By gas?
Not by gas, by lethal injection.
Okay.
And it doesn't work. I'm talking about the story that was in the Washington Post with the Oklahoma man, death row inmate Rommel Broom, was taken to the place or the room to be killed by lethal injection, mm-hmm. and it didn't work.
Is this a new story?
This is a new story. It broke just last Thursday.
Okay.
The Supreme Court has ruled that basically what happened, before I get to that, they take him to the place, they stick him with an IV, because lethal injection is an IV. There's three levels to it. They stick him 18 times. It failed 18 times.
Jeez.
Trying to get a vein in his arm to administer the lethal injection. They botched it 18 times. His veins kept collapsing. He was in agony and pain. He was screaming. He was crying. He kicked. He grimaced. He survived 43 minutes of a lethal injection attempt.
Wow.
Maybe they shouldn't do it by the vein. Maybe they should do it in the booty. They should have booty executed him.
They bring back the old shooting, you know?
Fire him off. Just go ahead and take him out back and just shoot him right in the teeth.
I asked you if it was old, because I think a couple years ago, there was a guy that, like, they did something like that too. And, like, I want to say he had a heart attack, but then they ended up saying he suffered. Like, because usually you're not supposed to suffer, I guess.
You're not supposed to suffer with lethal
injection. And this guy suffered, so they were trying to sue.
Well, you're not supposed to suffer because I believe the first drug that they administer is a numbing pain or a numbing agent that's supposed to basically paralyze you. And then the last...
That's nice to do to somebody.
well, you don't feel that. Your body just basically just freezes up. And then... The second drug, I think, is supposed to actually render you unconscious. So you basically go to sleep. And then the third one is the injection that actually stops your organs and stops your heart.
They should mess with people. So, like, if it's a big fat guy, they should, like, put a cheeseburger in front of him.
Wow.
If it's, like, a pervert, they should, like, paralyze him and then, like, put a stripper in front of him.
So if this dude suffered through 43 minutes of them attempting to try to kill him and he doesn't die... Some people would say that is him pretty much paying his debt to society. They tried to kill him. He didn't die. Let him go free.
Not about free. Maybe just, okay, you could stay in prison a little longer.
Put him back. They botched it. And the doctors and everybody at the Oklahoma jail, and I'm sorry, at the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility said they messed up. So do you think it would be fair for them to try to kill this dude again?
So is he still alive right now?
He's still alive.
Oh, wow.
Maybe.
Like, what's his condition, though? Do you know?
I would imagine he's probably... The thing is that the report says that they didn't... the problem was, officials said later, was properly inserting the IV needle to administer the deadly poison and the lack of training on what to do when things went wrong. So when it went wrong the first time, nobody did what they were supposed to do to correct it, like find another vein. Now, I'm pretty close to the medical world, and I can tell you this right now. Finding a vein in the fold of an arm, easy. Finding a vein in the hand, painful. Finding a vein in the foot, extremely painful. Finding a vein in the temple, extremely painful. And those are all the spots plus more that they were trying to find a place to put the IV in. One lady in the report actually put the needle so far in, it hit bone.
Wow.
So was it one nurse and she kept just trying to
fix it? It was several nurses and several doctors.
So they were basically stabbing him while he was alive?
Yeah, they're pretty much just...
What do you do? Did it have his crime? I was going to let that keep going. Did it have his crime?
He was what?
What was his crime?
Let me find his crime here. While I look for the crime, let's go back to the attempting needle IV insertion.
Still not dead.
I'm still alive. Stop. I feel that.
Stop poking me.
You son of a bitch.
I think he was drugged. It was drugs or something like that. They screwed it up. But here's the thing.
Wow.
Oklahoma Supreme Court has agreed to allow Ohio Supreme Court has agreed to allow them to do it again.
Wow.
That's gotta suck.
Yes. That's cruel.
Ain't my fault. I don't know who he is.
Shouldn't have been doing drugs.
Shouldn't have been doing them drugs.
That's why he probably couldn't die.
You got to have lips in order to do it.
Okay. Hello.
Hiyo.
Hiyo. Oh, can I say hi to my buddy real quick?
Yes, please.
One of my best buddies.
Hey, best buddy.
Just had a 10-hour surgery yesterday.
Oh. Wow.
Pretty rough one, but...
Penis implant?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
No, no. But okay. Hopefully he's all fixed and we're all... Churn him on out here. So he listened to the show for the first time.
Oh.
It took him. I said, "You're gonna be bored in the hospital. Listen to the show."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Okay, what's the link?" It took that many times for him to listen, but he's listening. And
so
I was trying to be kind of funny, you know, because he knows I'm not funny. But anyways.
Oh, so you were only kicking it up and ratcheting it up because somebody was watching.
No, wow. No.
Oh, I see what's happening.
I tell everybody to listen to
the
show.
I come in here and I do the show because I want to entertain the masses. Orly does it so that he can entertain his friends.
Yeah, next week my mom will be listening, so we got to really be funny.
Yeah, so he's really going to be funny. He's going to write all the jokes next week.
Heavy float.
Actually, next week he's double.
Inside joke.
What did you say, Lip?
I said next week you get to hear us twice.
I mean, next week he's probably... absolutely
right,
we got
to remind people.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, next week you can hear all of us join with Daniel Taylor on FullCourtPressRadio.com. We are going to be joining Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio, crashing his show.
Monday, right?
Monday night. It's supposed to be at 8:30. But I'm going to try to ratchet that up to about 7:30.
We got data.
I hope so, because I got far drive.
And I got chicken to eat. What?
Chicken?
Chicken. Chicken to eat.
You going to share that?
Chicken to eat?
Oh, I ain't sharing my chicken.
That's messed up.
No, I got to go meet with Justin James after the show because he's ruining my life.
Oh, boy.
His check better clear. All right. So, yes, join us on Full Court Press Radio talking sports, but not really.
Yeah.
Because we're taking over.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be there, and no one tells me no.
Monday. And then Wednesday we'll be on, Thursday.
Next week we'll be on Wednesday.
Yes.
Wednesday night, because it's Lips. You know what? One more thing that I want to get before we get out of it. You have your wallet on you, Orly?
I do have a wallet.
You have your wallet on you, Lip?
Yes.
Do you have a thick wallet?
We did this before.
No, I've never seen Orly's wallet.
Yeah, it's pretty thick.
Orly's got a thick wallet. There's my... No, we couldn't do it last time because I don't normally have my wallet.
I have a Velcro wallet.
All of our wallets are literally the same size. All right.
All full of money.
I ain't got no money in my wallet.
I actually do got money.
I'm old school. I got like a family pic in there. Look at.
I have a pic too. Guess what picture's in my wallet? My baby. My baby boy's in my wallet.
I got one of my.
Lip, you have any pictures in your wallet?
My ID, but I can't show that.
Oh, don't show that.
Look at mine. Mine's me, my wife, and my son.
We've seen that. Oh, yeah. And I don't know why, but Orly, last week I learned your wife was 30. All right, folks. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Thank you, too, Halo Sigs, for being the power behind today's show. Remember, if you make the switch or purchase any Halo Sigs products through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Sigs, send me proof, and I will personally call you to thank you. Get started at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Sigs. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, it's real easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And interact with us on all our social media sites. I just realized that was the wrong slide I had up there, and no one said anything.
I wasn't paying attention.
Thank you, Lip.
I was testing you guys.
I failed. For our executive producer, Philippius, yes. And Orly.
Hello.
He still won't get it. I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody, skinny people!
Yes.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, you look at Aunt Flo and you simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week on Wednesday, and we'll see you on FullCourtPressRadio.com Monday night. Pay attention to our Twitter. We'll have the exact show time up there. See you at the top, everybody. Bye-bye! Big Flo. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me put some mofunk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes at fatguyradioshow.com/halocigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. fatguyradioshow.com/halocigs. That's all for now. Ta-ta.